Welcome to Inside Food Live. Hi, I'm Irene Watson. I'm your host for today. Well, today I'm really delighted to be speaking on the phone with Fabio Araujo, author of 2012, The Year of Changes, Prophecies About Barack Obama, Vladimir Putin, Other Leaders, and the United States. Fabio resides in Brazil, and due to his challenge with speaking the English language, the interview answers will be read by Fabio, and as well, my questions to him will be read as he had requested them. But please do continue to listen, because I'm sure you're going to find some very interesting and controversial information that will actually stimulate your thoughts and beliefs. But first, a little bit about Fabio. Fabio Araujo is a Brazilian historian who has been researching prophecies for 20 years, reading prophecies of different languages. In 2009, he had a book published in Germany about mythology and prophecies, which actually reached the first position in Amazon.de for some time among books about prophecies. Fabio de Araujo is the author of Selected Prophecies and Prophets and Mother Shipton, Secrets, Lies, and Prophecies. And the one that we're going to be talking about today is 2012, The Year of Changes. Hi, Fabio.
Hi, Erin.
Welcome. It's a real pleasure for me to be talking to you today. And, of course, by now most people have heard about the Mayan prophecies for 2012. But, you know, there are a lot of people that may not be clear about what those prophecies say. Is it the end of the world, like the movie 2012 seems to suggest?
Oh, it's my pleasure to be on the show. No, nothing like that probably is going to happen. Just that it's basically the end of the Mayan calendar. And as we have a calendar that ends every year, nothing happens, but sometimes a change. And this is what the Mayan priests, they think that is going to happen. That 2012 is going to be a year of a change. There are a few people that believe that solar storms might affect telecommunications in 2012, but this is not really, maybe nothing happens, because this already happened in the past. We had some telecommunications affected in a few countries, in Canada and other countries, but maybe nothing happens, or just small things. So I think that the most important thing that's going to happen in 2012 are the elections in the U.S. and in Russia, because what's going to happen is going to set the future of the planet. So, for example, in Russia, Putin is going to stay in power for 12 years, probably, if he's re-elected in 2018. So I think that this is why 2012 is very important for the whole world.
Many people scoff at prophecies. Why should we take prophecies seriously?
Well, prophecies and premonitions, they are studied by parapsychology institutes worldwide, and they are the most common among all parapsychological phenomena. I think that the reason for that is maybe that there are really false prophecies in many books on prophecy. And after researching prophecies for years, in my view, maybe 5% of them are fulfilled, and many of them, they are forgeries, or they're not really prophecies. They're just maybe a thought that someone had about the future, and it's not going to happen. So this is a gray area, but it doesn't mean that all are false or all are real. So this is not a game where when we have only zeros and ones, so it's all or nothing. So this is why this is a difficult matter to be understood. And when if a person reads only one or two books, and probably this person is going to have a conclusion that's not really corresponding to the word of prophecy. So anyway, there are people who scoff at anything. People who don't believe in UFOs, they think that UFO believers are crazy. At the same time, some people want to believe in what they choose. For example, creationists, they believe that the Earth is older than the Sun, even though scientists already showed that the Sun is older. So I try to address prophecies in a scientific manner. It's not easy to do that. We need to try to find if the prophecy is really authentic. We need to try to understand what someone wrote maybe 500 years ago or 1,000 years ago. He tried to say things in a different way we say things today. So and also I try to avoid any connection to any religion. I don't try to my work tries to show prophecies from any religion. I show prophecies from spiritualism, from private prophecies from Catholicism, from Eastern religions. So it is not really a religious work. It has nothing to do with religion. Some people think that prophecy is related to religion. So sometimes it is, but not in this case. It's not really connected to religion. And I think that the truth is that after researching this prophecy for years, in the last years I found prophecies that seem to be related to Barack Obama. And my conclusion is that never before in history a U.S. president has been so much predicted. And this is why I think this is a special moment, because we didn't have another president, maybe not only in the U.S., but in the Western world, that was so much predicted for the whole history. So I think this is really a special moment. There are also prophecies about Putin, but they may be about Putin. And the prophecies about Obama seem to be clearly about him.
So your book actually considers many other prophecies and especially focuses on the politics to take place in 2012. Can you tell us about the political predictions for those years?
Well, the prophecies, they are not really clear, but I would risk and say that both Obama and Putin, they will be reelected in 2012, at least based on the prophecies. I know that the situation in the U.S. today, based on that, I would say that Obama is not going to be reelected. But based on the prophecies, I understood that he's going to be reelected. I don't know if this is what's going to happen really. But if I take the prophecies in consideration, he's going to be reelected. So this is one of the things that I believe that's going to happen in 2012. Concerning the situation concerning Tea Party, all these kind of things in the U.S., based on one prophecy, I think that this is going to end in peace, in a peaceful manner. So this is not going to... some people, sometimes newspapers or magazines, they put the thing in a way that this could be something, maybe, become a conflict, a civil conflict or something like that. No, based on the prophecies, I think that's going to end in a civil manner. So this is what I think that's going to happen in 2012 based on the prophecies.
And you discussed that some of the prophecies are actually fabricated. Tell us some fabricated prophecies about Obama.
Well, there are prophecies that were clearly fabricated about Obama, and they were written in 2008 and 2009. They were created for political reasons, maybe other reasons. They are clearly forgeries. It's possible to know that they are forgeries because we can't find the source. We can't find the book that, or the prophecy that supposedly exists. So this process, they basically accuse Obama. They say that he's going to destroy America, that he's the Antichrist, or some other stupid things. So they are not real predictions or prophecies. They were created in these last years. There are also authentic prophecies about Obama, and I'd like to talk a little about them. For example, there is a prophecy that was printed in Brazil in 1926 in a book. This is a novel written by a Brazilian writer. This writer is very well known in Brazil, but this book is not very well known. He tried to publish this book at that time in the United States without success because he lived some time in the United States. And the book is called The Black President. And the story basically is about a woman who looks at a machine and she can see the future. And she sees the year 2228, which is very similar to 2008. And she tells that at that year, a black president is going to be elected for the first time in the United States, when the U.S. population is 314 million people and there are 200 million white people. At that time, women would have their hair straightened. People would work at their homes and send their jobs through the air to their offices. There are other similar things to this time today. Also, the black president in the book, in this novel, he beats a white woman and a white man. So this is close to what happened to Clinton and the Republican nominee. So although there are also predictions or stories in the book that are not happening now, there are some of them are really curious. The book also says that at that time, China would grow in importance and Europe would be weaker and weaker. This is an authentic prophecy about Obama. There's also another one that seems to be about Obama. It's an Italian prophecy, and it was printed in the 40s, and it comes from spiritualism. It says that there will be a president that will remember Franklin Roosevelt. And many newspapers and magazines compared Obama to Roosevelt, not only because he arrived in the moment to try to solve a crisis, but also because he has been called socialist, as Roosevelt was. So this prophecy says, when you see a president that will remember Roosevelt, there is going to be a very big economical crisis. And this crisis, the prophecy says, it's a kind of tunnel that will lead the world into another global war. And then the person asks, is this war between U.S. and Russia? And they say, yes, it's between U.S. and Russia. So this could be about another person, another maybe future crisis, but could also be about this crisis because of the similar characteristics between Obama and Roosevelt. So there are fabricated prophecies about Obama, but there are also authentic prophecies about him.
Fabio, you mentioned Vladimir Putin. Did you find any prophecy about him?
I didn't find anyone mentioning the name Putin, but I found maybe about 10 prophecies that are about a leader who comes at the crossing of the millennia. And Vladimir Putin became president of Russia the first time in the last day of 1999. So this could be about Putin. I don't know any other leader who became well known in the war at this time, in the year 1999, 2000. So Putin fits these very old prophecies about a wicked leader who comes and causes a big war. So in my view, this prophecy about this leader are about Putin.
So can you tell us this prophecy that you mentioned about Obama, back to him again, that mentioned his name?
Okay. There is a prophecy. This is a Muslim prophecy. It says that it's about 200 or 300 years old. The prophecy says basically that this prophecy is focused in the Muslim war. They are expecting the Messiah. And the prophecy says, when you see a black man ruling the most powerful army on the planet, you need to know that this is a sign that the Muslim Messiah is coming. It's close. His time is close. And you need to know that this black man, he is with us. And the meaning of Obama in ancient Persian is he is with us. So I think that this prophecy is about Obama, and it even mentions the name Obama when it says that when the prophecy uses this expression, he is with us. So in my view, this prophecy was fulfilled, except by the Muslim Messiah, which is a belief that the Shiites have, and even Ahmadinejad in his when he speaks. Sometimes he mentions that his Messiah is coming and he's close. And basically, I think that this prophecy was fulfilled except for the Messiah.
So, Fabio, why should we believe these prophecies about Obama?
Well, basically because some of these prophecies, they are about the past. They are not about the future or what's going to happen. They already happened. They were fulfilled. For example, the black president prophecy for 2228, it's about 2008. So this already happened. The prophecy comparing Obama to Roosevelt already happened. Not the war that's mentioned, but the first part, in my view, it happened. The Muslim prophecy, it's already the prophecy was already fulfilled, except by the Muslim Messiah. So these parts are about the past. About the future, we have that he might be reelected, and maybe after a time of depression in the 2010s or maybe in 2020s, there's going to be a war, a big war. So I don't know if this is going to happen. This concerns the future. But the prophecies about the past, there's no belief involved. It's just a matter of looking at that and realizing that maybe humankind has this skill, or it's possible to know the future some way, and this maybe why Barack Obama, maybe because he's important to the world. I think that this is why we should believe in this prophecy about Obama, at least in those concerning the past.
Well, gosh, thank you very much, Fabio, for the opportunity to interview today. And before you go, will you please tell us about your website and what additional information we may find about your book, 2012, The Year of Changes?
Well, the book website is obamaandputin.com. In this website, there's information about the book, including reviews and synopsis about the book and other things. The book can be found in Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores. My personal website is fabio.info. I thank you for the interview. It was great.
Well, there you go, listeners. Check this book out, 2012, The Year of Changes by Fabio Araujo. I'm your host, Irene Watson, for Inside Scoop Live. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.